Hi, this is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society. We wanted to give you a peek at a vital part of our Ellerslie semester training. On day two of a semester, Eric Ludi stands before the new troop of students and gives them a message unlike any other message they receive all semester long. It's called Foundations. It's a critical day packed with 4 hours of very significant spiritual matter. Well, to give you a snapshot of this day and its content, we have selected out 18 audio clips from the Foundations message that we think summarize it fairly well. So if you ever decide to come to Ellerslie, you will already be primed and ready. This is clip 2 of 18 entitled, No Peeking in the Notebooks. We hope you enjoy, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.ellerslie.com. Here's Eric Ludi.
All right, do we have the notebooks? Does everyone have one yet? Oh, how exciting. This is so much better than last semester, by the way. For any of you that are EALT, you're going to be really mad looking at this. Thank you. Okay. I am going to ask you to do something that is going to violate your nature of curiosity. And that is, it's a basic principle, and I think I could probably find something in the Bible to support it, but it would be a hard-pressed search. And that is, no peeking. I saw that. I saw you guys doing that. Okay, now let's clarify what I mean by that. No vigorous peeking. Does that make sense? In other words, if you want to just sort of get an overview of what we're doing, that's fine. Okay, so if you want to look at the table of contents, but you have to realize my naming of chapters is very mysterious. So you're not going to get a lot through my naming of chapters. I do this very purposely. Remember, I write books. And so as a result, when you have people like Thaisi Morgana Costa who read the last chapter before they read the book, it is a violation of something to an author. Because you are building things. You keep mysteries in there because you're going to unveil them in the final chapter. And people like Thaisi mess it up. I'm glad you're here so I can use you as an illustration. She readily admits it too. I read the last chapter first. What? And so with a message, every one of these messages is a weaving of truth. And it's a tapestry of someone. Remember, I'm somewhat of an artist in how I put things together. Not a full artist. I'm a somewhat of an artist, okay? In other words, when you're preaching truth, you don't want it to just be some artsy thing. You want it to be truth. However, there's an artistic side to me that loves to keep certain things hidden and then reveal them as you go along. And so that's why I'm making the request, no vigorous peeking. In other words, don't just start looking at session 32 and studying it and then doing your little Bible study on the side. I'm not against the Bible study on the side, but I want certain things to unfold as we progress. Does that make sense? And what you'll see is this profound thing will happen. What God is preparing you for and what he's teaching you in your study time will oftentimes totally correlate with what is going to come in the next chapter. Well, you lose the beauty of that when you peek. And you're like, oh, I see where he's going. And then you allow God to speak to you on that point. Well, then there's no, you think, you don't know what it was. Was it you peeking or was it God? You know, so we remove that and it's pure God. It's fun. Okay, now, if you happen to violate what I'm asking you and vigorously peek, I want you to feel guilty. But there would be no lightning from heaven that would come down, okay? In other words, it is a request from me on the human level, not on the spiritual level. I'm not making an appeal to the depths of your soul saying this is the difference between hell and heaven in the end, okay? It is merely saying this course, this semester is not designed for you to know all in the beginning. It's to introduce you gradually as we go through, okay? So you can take that any way you want from this point forward. And we'll ask at the end of the semester how well you did. That'll be interesting.
So there you have it. No peeking in the notebooks. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in sampling the other audio clips from this 18-part series, or just interested in more information about Ellerslie training, then please visit our website at www.ellerslie.com. This is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society, cheering you on as Christ cultivates his set-apart life within you.